Unit 6, Audio 23.
And now on to business. And we have with us in the studio Shamsul Aziz from Karno Oil and Gas Exploration, who will be telling us about their latest initiatives in social responsibility. Mr. Aziz, isn't it dishonest to pretend that you're anything other than a big multinational, motivated by greed, with a reputation for ruining the environment and exploiting local people?
Not at all. We take corporate social responsibility very seriously, because as a leading gas and oil exploration company, we know that we can have a dramatic effect on people's lives.
Not necessarily a good one.
If I may answer the question, we are proud of our business ethics. Looking after our staff isn't just something we have suddenly discovered. It's one of our core values. We've always had a strong commitment to our workforce and an ethical approach to the environment and the communities we work in. We have a reputation for fairness. We work hard to combat discrimination and prejudice within our organization, and we are constantly improving working conditions for our staff. Safety has always been at the top of our agenda, but we have schemes in place for education, health, and training. We do take care of our people.
Leaving that aside for a minute, how can an oil company have any credibility when it claims to be environmentally friendly? Surely that's deception. Your industry is probably the greatest contributor to pollution that there is.
No, not at all. As regards the environment, we can't say how people should or shouldn't use oil, but what we can do, and what we have done, is to reduce our own methane and hydrocarbon emissions. And we've made good progress. We also support a range of local projects. To take just one example, we provide financial support for turtle conservation in Bangladesh and have done for several years.
Apart from a few turtles, what do you actually do to help the people who are affected by your operations?
One of our guiding principles is to give back to the communities where we are carrying out our operations. So in Sangu, for example, we have established a community project to provide skills training for unemployed youths. And in Rajasthan, we have undertaken health initiatives and other schemes to encourage sustainable livelihoods.
Some people might see that as a form of bribery rather than generosity.
I don't agree. It could be seen as corruption if all the money went to just one individual. But the support we provide, the health clinics, assistance to the air ambulance and so on, now these are things that benefit everyone, not just the people who work for us directly.
Okay, well, if I can now turn to the question of the...